While Rutherford opposed Jordan in D.C., random shooter shut down I-95 for hours in his Florida district. By Paul Bois on October 17, 2023. A random shooter shut down the I-95 highway in Representative John Rutherford's R. Florida district while he was opposing Representative Jim Jordan's R.O. speakership bid in Washington, D.C. The brazen late-morning shooting occurred on Interstate 95 near the World Golf Village in Florida's 5th District on Tuesday, causing a shutdown. Per News 4 Jax. According to the sheriff's office, suspects who were riding in the red car opened fire on the victim's vehicle on the interstate around 11:20 a.m. on Tuesday. The victim, who was driving, was struck by the gunfire and crashed into the center guardrail, and a female passenger had glass break injuries. Both were transported to local hospitals, but their conditions are unknown. The red car sped off southbound and has not been found. The sheriff's office said a white Mercedes was seen at the scene of the shooting surrounded by law enforcement vehicles, including a forensics van. The highway's southbound lanes in the vicinity of World Golf Village were shut down until it later reopened. Rescue vehicles and over a half a dozen police cars were seen amid the pileup around 11:45 a.m. Tuesday morning. As Breitbart News reported, Jim Jordan was denied the Speaker of the House gavel on Tuesday due to 20 Republican holdouts, including John Rutherford. The 6 Republican holdouts voting for Speaker Emeritus Kevin McCarthy, RCA, were Reps. Doug LaMalfa, RCA, Mike Lawler, RNY, Jen Kiggins, RVA, Lori Chavez de Remer, RNY, Carlos Gimenez, RFL, and Don Bacon, RNY. McCarthy has endorsed Jordan and voted for him, said the report. The 7 Republicans voting for Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, were Reps. Steve Womack, RR, Mike Simpson, RID, John Rutherford, RFL, Mike Kelly, RPA, Tony Gonzalez, RTX, Kate Granger, RTX, and Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL. Scalise withdrew from the race last week after failing to see a path to victory. He, too, voted for Jordan, it added. Democrats have largely celebrated the holdouts as a delay of Jordan's speakership bid. A vote today to make the architect of a nationwide abortion ban. A vocal election denier and an insurrection insider to the Speaker of this House would be a terrible message to the country and our allies, said Representative Pete Aguilar, RCA. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.